Title: Pirate Radio Jungle Sampler Rack. Color and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one is for when you want that classic pirate radio jungle energy in your track. Vocal chops that feel like they're coming through a slightly cooked FM transmitter, tight to the groove, punchy, and most importantly organized enough that you can actually arrange fast. By the end, you'll have one performable vocal rack in Ableton Live 12 with macro controls, consistent loudness, choke behavior like old samplers, and a color and naming system, so your inside the ride moments land exactly where they should without turning the drop into non-stop chatter. Let's build it. First, session prep. Set your tempo to jungle territory, 170 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create a MIDI track called Vocal Rack Pirate Radio. Also create an audio track called Vocal Bus, or PR Resample Print depending on how you like to work, and set global quantization to a quarter note or an eighth note. Here's why I want you to do that. Jungle vocals often feel best a tiny bit raw and spontaneous, but if your triggering is totally free you'll get messy overlaps and late hits. Quarter or eighth gives you just enough snap, so it feels deliberate when you're performing pads. Now, source material. Do this ethically. Use your own recordings, cleared packs, or record short voice lines yourself. Keep them short and phrase-wise. Reload, pull up. Strictly jungle, inside the ride. Little station ID. Crowd chants. Your own ad-libs. Record at 24-bit. Make a folder structure now so you don't hate yourself later. Samples, Vox, Pirate Radio. Then raw and processed. Next step. Clean and pre-shape the audio before slicing. This is an advanced workflow thing. If you slice messy audio, you get messy slices, and then you waste time fixing every pad. Drop the raw vocal on an audio track. Start with a gate. Set the threshold around minus 35 dB as a starting point. Use a fast attack, around 1 millisecond. Hold around 15 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150. The goal isn't to make it robotic. It's just to stop headphone bleed and room noise from becoming part of every slice. Then EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz. If it's harsh, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz by a couple dB. If it needs a bit of air, a small shell from 8 to 12k works. Keep it subtle. Then a light saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it yet. You're just making it more record-like so the slices feel consistent. Now consolidate the processed clip. That's Command J or Control J. Consolidating matters because you want slicing to reference one clean, predictable chunk of audio. Cool. Now the fastest pro method. Slice to a simpler rack. Right-click the consolidated audio, choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, adjust sensitivity so each word or phrase becomes a slice. Create one slice per simpler. Turn warp slices on. Set playback to gate, because we want it to behave like a pad instrument. Ableton will generate a drum rack full of simplers, mapped across pads. Rename the MIDI track something like PR Pirate VOX Rack. Quick advance note on warp. If you're using longer phrases, Complex Pro might preserve the phrase better, but if you push it too hard it smears. For short shouts, try tones. Don't overthink it. Test a couple slices and go with what stays punchy. Now we convert this into a proper pirate radio instrument. We're going to keep her pad control where it matters, and put cohesion processing on the rack master so everything sounds like it's coming from the same station. Inside each simpler, your priorities are start and end, envelope shape and pitch vibe. Trim starts so they hit immediately. Set the amp envelope release so the chop doesn't smear into the break. For stabs, a release somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds is often perfect. For longer phrases, obviously give it more room, but keep it intentional. Now the rack master chain. You can do this directly on the drum rack master, or wrap the whole drum rack in an instrument rack first. I like wrapping it, because then you get clean macro mapping and you can save it as one preset later. So select the drum rack and your effects chain, group it into an instrument rack, Command or Control G. Now build the Pirate Radio master processing with stock devices. First, EQ 8 for radio bandwidth, high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. Low pass around 4.5 to 7.5 kHz, then add a slight mid bump around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz, just a couple dB, because intelligibility lives there. Then auto filter. Put it in band pass mode. Set the frequency roughly in the 1.5 to 3.5 kHz zone and resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. This is your tuning the radio control. If you want extra bite, use the filter's drive careful, because resonance plus drive can get painful fast. Then a saturator. This is where the rack gets attitude. Drive maybe 4 to 10 dB depending on sample. Soft clip-on. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. We're not flattening, we're making it feel glued, like one broadcast chain. Then a limiter at the end as a safety, sealing around minus 1 dB. This is not a loudness target, it's just to catch surprises when you get excited and start smashing pads. Now, ducking. This is one of the key differences between amateur and pro vocal chops in drum and bass. The vocal needs to sit inside the drum pocket, not fight the snare and the bass. Add a compressor after the glue. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your drum group or drum bus. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then set the threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of ducking when the drums hit. When it's right, the vocal feels like it's riding the roll instead of masking it. You'll notice you can keep the vocal slightly lower in level, and it still reads clearly. Now macro mapping, because this whole rack is about speed. Open the instrument rack's macro panel. Map bandwidth to your EQ8 high pass and low pass frequencies. Give it limits. Don't let the high pass go to 1K and delete your whole vocal. Don't let the low pass open to 20K and suddenly it's no longer radio. A safe range is something like HPF 150 to 400, LPF 4K to 9K. Macro 2. Radio peak. Map it to auto filter frequency and resonance. Again, set limits so you can perform it without accidentally creating a screaming resonant spike. Macro 3. Drive. Map it to saturator drive, and optionally the filter drive if you're using it. Keep a safe maximum. You want grit, not a 12 dB surprise. Macro 4. Duck. Map it to the sidechain compressor threshold. This is huge in arrangement. In busy sections, you can deepen the duck slightly so the vocal tucks in. In breakdowns, ease it off so the voice feels upfront. Macro 5. Space. This will control your reverb and echo sends, so let's build those returns next. For returns, you want dub space, not a washed out mess. Create return A. Dub verb. Use hybrid reverb or the standard reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds so the initial consonants stay clear. High cut around 5 to 8K. Put an EQ after it with a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't fill your low mids. Optionally, sidechain compress the reverb return from the drums. That's a classic trick, space that breathes with a groove. Return B. Tape echo. Used echo. Set time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Keep modulation low. Add a tiny saturator after the echo, if you want that printed to tape vibe. Now you can send only certain pans to these returns. That's part of the aesthetic, not everything gets space. The reload might explode into echo, while short stabs stay dry and punchy. Back to macros. If you're mapping space, map it to the send amount to these returns, and make sure the max send isn't insane. You want something you can push live without drowning the mix. Two more macro ideas. Tightness map to simpler release time, but only for the pads you use as stabs. And texture map to something subtle like erosion or redux, but keep it gentle. Think, a little broadcast grit, not video game artifacts unless that's your goal. Now let's talk about loudness consistency, because this is where a rack becomes arrangement ready. Pick one pad as your reference hit. Something strong like listen. Loop trigger it. Set your rack output so that hit peaks around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS pre-master. Now go pad by pad and adjust simpler volume on each pad until they all feel equally present. Teacher tip, do not fix this with rack output. Fix it at the source pad. That way your macros and arrangement behave predictably, and you're not constantly compensating with clip gain later. Next, advanced behavior, choke groups. This is how you get that old sampler cutoff feel. In the drum rack, put all one shots and short shouts into the same choke group so they cut each other off. Put long phrases in a different choke group. Now you can jab different calls rhythmically without tails stacking into mush. It instantly sounds more like an MC working a mic and less like 10 samples playing on top of each other. Now timing feel. This is spicy but powerful. For the pads you play most, set track delay slightly negative, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. That makes the vocal sit just ahead of the break, which feels urgent and classic. If it starts clicking, don't abandon the idea, just increase simpler attack slightly on those specific pads so the transient is smoother. Now we hit the big theme of this lesson. Color and arrange. This is where you turn chaos into a system. In the drum rack, rename and color pads by function. Red pads are drop calls, the big listen moments. Orange pads are fills and transitions, little hold tight connectors. Yellow pads are ID and station tags, your roughneck FM kind of stuff. Green pads are crowd and hype, oi oi, chants, air horn style vocal stabs. Blue pads are FX words, rewind, pull up. Purple pads are long phrases, breakdown narration, story bits. Use a naming convention that sorts itself. D01 drop inside the ride, F03 fill hold tight, ID02 TDG roughneck, H01 hype oi oi. This matters because when you're arranging, you're not searching with your ears every time. You're navigating a language. Now record some MIDI clips in arrangement view. Color the clips to match their category. And one more workflow trick. Put drop calls on their own lane or their own track so you can mute instantly if the groove needs space. Let's place vocals in a way that feels authentic at 174. Intro, say first 45 seconds, sparse ID, band limited, bandwidth macro low, one tag every 8 bars. Put echo on the last word of the phrase. That tail throw is a Riedel broadcast vibe. Pre-drop, last 4 to 8 bars, slowly open bandwidth with automation. Add one hype shot 2 bars before the drop, and consider a tiny moment of silence right before the drop, even half a bar, so the first call lands harder.